All right, you tell me who you listen to. Is this Elton John? He sure sounds like him. That's Kenny Metcalf, who is the frontman of the tribute band Elton the Early Years, and they are going to be performing at the Los Angeles County Fair tomorrow evening. Four shows. Kenny's in studio right now. Kenny, welcome.
Hi, thanks. It's great to be here.
Before we came in studio, you were telling me the most incredible story about how you first got acquainted with the music of Elton John, and I just wish you'd share that with our audience.
Well, I was a freshman in high school. I have to pardon my frogginess right now. Allergies. Southern California, gotta love it. But I was a freshman in high school, and I was in drama, and junior in high school, he came walking in, and there was a piano and theater in the round, and he just started playing Benny and the Jets. It was number one on the charts in 1973, and from there, every girl in the room got up and circled his piano and started singing along with him. And I looked at my buddy and I said, I've never had that effect on a girl playing drums. So I went home and I taught myself to play piano.
And from there, you would go on, I remember, to be the original keyboardist in the Christian rock band Striper.
First
heavy metal Christian rock band, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, there were a few that came in that were moving in at the time, but Striper was the very first one to actually make it big and cross over even into, secular outside of the Christian market.
You and I had talked in a previous interview about how you first came to portray Sir Elton. Can you give me a short version on how that happened for you with Elton in the early years?
Now were you talking about putting the show together?
Yes, first putting the show together.
I had a friend that had approached me, and he'd been after me for a couple of years. He says, you should consider doing Elton John. You always kind of sounded like him a little bit when you'd sing. And so I'd put it off. I didn't really want to do it, and then time came around, and all of a sudden it was like the timing was right, and so I started studying Elton's voice, and I had to study his speaking voice, and then apply the speaking voice into singing, and so it's a lot of work. It's something that I still have to do all the time so that I don't come out, with my voice when I sing.
How do you practice Elton's voice? What do you do?
Well, when I'm not froggy, you've got the British thing, and you have to, of course, do that. And being a musician, to study tone and to hear a tone, and I'm not tone deaf, so I listen to his voice and I try to morph my voice into how he sounded back then, and so then when you take that and you apply it to and you can tell everybody this is your song, from that it just kind of worked.
Let's hear what you sound like on Elton John's, as a matter of fact, as the frontman of Elton the Early Years, on one of the songs that really got everybody up and dancing at the Orange County Fair this past summer.
Along. Well, we find our parents out on the street to find
You're not actually listening to Elton John, although you would certainly think that you are. That is Kenny Metcalf, the frontman of Elton the Early Years, the Elton John tribute band. Kenny, tell me the times, please, when you're going to be performing tomorrow at the L.A. County Fair.
Tomorrow night at the L.A. County Fair, we will be playing at 7 p.m., 8:30 p.m., 10 o'clock, and 11:30.
Four shows
on the Coca-Cola stage.
When we come back, I'd like to know a little bit more about your experience as playing Elton John in Elton the Early Years. You and I are listening to Kenny Metcalf, frontman of the band Elton the Early Years. Be sure that you check him out if you go to the Los Angeles County Fair tomorrow evening, Coca-Cola stage. He is playing four shows. And if you think he sounds just like Elton John, I've seen two of his shows. He manages to look and act exactly like him. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Dot Cannon with Over Coffee on Lancer Radio.